For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I wanted to share a little bit more of the discussion I had with some of the listeners on last week's Century of Lies program.
Hello, Howard, you're on the air.
Hey, well, I was just calling. I listen pretty regularly, and I've always just come up with this question. What are we supposed to do about people that do crystal meth, things that are, like, harmful to themselves and to other people? Like, I mean, I think most all of us are for the legalization of marijuana and maybe that, but what about harmful drugs? What's your thought on that?
Well, the first thing is we have to get rid of the black market, because the black market is the world's largest multi-level marketing organization. It is the means and the mechanism that distributes these drugs so freely into our neighborhoods that you can pick up the phone and get a delivery in an hour. What we have to do is control and regulate the distribution to adults. I was a speed freak for many years, and I want to tell you this, that the biker meth is terrible stuff. We should not do it. No one should do it. The pharmaceutical grade stuff is a step better, but it's still quite harmful and can ruin your health, your financial situation, your relationships, and so forth. Can get you. Go ahead, sir.
So the people that are, you don't think that we should put people in jail for selling that stuff?
Well, if it were legal, the only people selling it would be Eckerd's. The only people that would bother to make it would be certified chemists.
And who would be getting a prescription for it? Who needs to be doing crystal meth?
Well, the point is, without the black market, crystal meth would go away. They would be distributing pills and or liquid methamphetamine hydrochloride.
And you think that's okay that people are taking that?
I do indeed. The point being, sir, there are already...
That's the reason the war on drugs is ridiculous, is because of these kind of opinions. You know, people that are doing methamphetamines need to be going to jail. So make companies like Pfizer rich off of buying pharmaceutical-grade methamphetamine? You're advocating Pfizer and Merck making money rather than, your average meth lab?
Who would you prefer make money off of this, criminals or legitimate companies?
I prefer no one made money off of it, but to be honest...
You're reaching for a pipe dream. People have been doing drugs for as long as there's recorded history. And it was only with the advent of the multinational corporations in the early part of the 20th century that these drugs became illegal. Prior to that, they were freely available. Heroin sold on the shelf next to aspirin at the same price. We couldn't have done this more wrong. We have tried, and it's a hopeless failure.
I definitely agree with you that the war on drugs is a hopeless failure. It just
gives me great satisfaction to talk to people and share the truth about this drug war and to find that they can change their opinion. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.